Hey everybody, welcome to the Dynamite Central Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Barton, and thank you for joining me today for this episode. It might be the evening when you're listening to it, might be the morning, whichever. Thank you for listening. I have recorded the beginning, the intro, the first minute of this podcast about 37 times. Every one of those times, I sound just so uncomfortable. So I just needed to air that out, to sort of calm myself, to prepare myself, to get ready, to get you ready. You're already ready. You hit play. And that's the big thing. You downloaded the show. You're ready. You want to know about Dynamite Entertainment, the books that are coming out, whether it be this week or in the coming months. Let's just dive into it. Now, since this is the first episode of the Dynamite Central Podcast, I want to not dive into the books that are coming out next week or for the week of May 16th, but I want to take a step back and look at the books that came out on May 9th to sort of give us a starting point. So hopefully you've checked out these books. If you've not, I highly recommend when you go back to your comic shop to look for one, if not all of these, but try. So we had Barbarella number 6. This has been a great series so far. I've been a big fan of it, was really excited when it got announced, and so I've been diving into every issue as soon as it comes out. It's just really good. I'm digging the art now. It was different, and it was one of those things. I had somebody kind of explain it to me, kind of talk me through it of sort of the style, and it's a very sort of European style, and I'm not fluent enough in European art style and everything to sort of go, oh yeah, that's what that is, and I like that. It was one of those things. I know I liked it. It was one of those things. It was different from everything else that I had been checking out. So now, you know, we're 6 issues in. I'm comfortable. I'm good to go. And hopefully you've been checking. It's been fun. It's just been a fun book. We also have Deja Thoris number 4. I have become a big fan of John Carter and the whole Warlord of Mars and just this whole world thanks to Dynamite. I've read the books when I was younger, like 9, 10, 11, which I'm not sure if that was a great age for me to be reading, but I was reading a lot of books back then. My grandmother was real big on just taking me to the bookstore and buying, you know, novels and stuff for me. Right around that era where I was really starting to get into comics, I was big into like Conan and Tarzan and read some, like I said, some, you know, John Carter stuff, or Warlord of Mars, or World of Mars. I was a fan just because I was reading as a kid, but really kind of stayed away from it, not on purpose, it just didn't work out that way. But since Dynamite's been doing these miniseries and series on and off again, I've just become a fan of the world. Always look forward to any kind of series that gives us a look at these characters. So this particular series has been good. It's been entertaining, which is always a good thing. The writing's been strong. The art's been great. It's just good. Also out last week was Game of Thrones Clash of Kings number 10. I will be honest with you. I have not been reading this. I am not a Game of Thrones fan. I think I'm one of the 4 or 5 people in the world that's not. I just never checked it out. I don't watch TV series. I started to read the very first book once, you know, the TV series came out and everybody was talking about it and everything. I tried to read it. It was okay for me. It just didn't click with me. So I felt like I was trying to get into it because of the hype and not because I was interested in it. And I've gone back and forth with the Dynamite comics. I know they're direct takes from the books, and so I've tried. You know, they're not that they're bad or anything like that. I don't know. It's just not a thing for me. So I've just not been reading it. This particular series, I think I read the first issue just to see, and you know, again, it just, I don't know, not for me. I might come back at some point down the road and just sit down and try and read, you know, the whole series. Or a good chunk of the series in one sitting, just to kind of, maybe that'll do it for me. But if you've been checking out this book, you know, tweet me at Chris Parton and let me know what you think. If you've been reading it, am I just crazy? Has the hype destroyed it for me? I don't know what it is. But having, you know, somebody who is checking it out kind of talk me through it, much like everything else in the world, once you have that conversation, maybe there's some compromise. Maybe there's something that I can latch onto to maybe check out the series and enjoy it a little more than I had. Last week, also, we had Green Hornet number 3. This is a miniseries. I don't want to go into this book particularly. I mean, you've seen the cover art. I say I don't want to go into it because if you've not read it yet, I think it's a good take on the character, sort of the continuation of what Dynamite's been doing. But if you've not read it or been reading it, I highly suggest checking it out. It has been good. I mean, it's been really good. I was very worried with, years and years ago when Dynamite first got the Green Hornet property, they really oversaturated the market with it. And it really, I think it took away from what they were really wanting to do. I mean, they were really wanting to get the property out there, really want to sort of test the market, I guess. I don't know what the editorial decisions, but I felt like there was just too much out there. And so once everything kind of got settled down and they narrowed it down to one or two books, and then it's kind of, it takes a break here and there, but they're continuing the story, which has been great. So Green Hornet number 3, I think this is a 4-issue miniseries. I think, can't remember how many issues. It's 4 or 6, something like that. I'd love for it to continue, to go 10, 12, 20 issues of it, if it could. And maybe it will, who knows. But I really think this is a miniseries. I apologize for not doing a little more research on it before I started to talk about it. But, I didn't really plan on talking about it that as much as I have, because I just said didn't want to talk about it. So let's see what else came out. The James Bond Kill Chain hardcover came out. I'm digging anything and everything that Dynamite is doing with James Bond. I have not read a bad book yet. And this is an opportunity, if you've not checked out Kill Chain, check out the hardcover. Now, I've not picked up any of the hardcovers yet because I'm getting the single issues. So I'm kind of curious on what the packaging is like. I've really not even looked at it on the shelf yet. Maybe that's something I should do the next week. Not pretend, but actually have fact of what one of these books, in person. But anyway, hopefully you've been checking out James Bond because it's been pretty. We also had Pumpkinhead number 3. This is a 3rd issue of a 5-issue miniseries. I'm not a Pumpkinhead fan. I know there are a lot of you that are, and that's awesome. Just not one of my things. Again, I'd love to hear what you think about this particular book, kind of how Dynamite's creative team is handling that. If you want to tweet me again, the best way, email sucks. I'm not very good at responding to emails because right now, the way things are now, I do everything by my phone, and tweeting is probably just the easiest thing. So you can either tweet me or send me a direct message on Twitter and let me know what you think about Pumpkinhead. If you're a fan, I know that you're out there. I know you are. And I'd love to hear from you. So let's see what else came out. Savage Dragon. Earlier today, I was reading Savage Dragon, so that's kind of stuck in my head. It's actually Savage Tales, the Vampirella one-shot. This is just a good book. It was so fun to read. It's 2 stories. It's a Vampirella story, and then there's a reprinted backup story of a character. I can't remember where the character came from, other than this is a reprint from a previous issue of Savage Tales that Dynamite had published. I'm going to say 10 years ago, but it might not have been that long. That may be time moves weird in Rome. So, but either way, it was a fun book. I really dig the Vampirella story. I tweeted Eric Burnham, who the writer of the book, or the writer of that particular story, loved it, and really would love to see Dynamite use him as well as the entire creative team. The art team on it was phenomenal. It's so good. It's so good. And I would love to see more of it. Maybe down the road. Who knows? Let's see. There was a Shadow trade paperback, the Leviathan trade paperback. Shadow is one of those that I typically kind of wait till all the issues. I don't trade weight or anything like that. I just have so many books I read. So Shadow is always one that I wait until either the story arc or the miniseries or whatever, the format that it's in kind of wraps up. And then I'll go back and check out the whole sitting. Shadow just usually reads better for me that way. So that's how I handle it. I'm strange like that. So there's the first volume of the Sheena Queen of the Jungle series. That trade paperback came out this past week or on the 9th. And super good. Super fun. I'd say super fun. it's, you know, it's a very action-packed story, and it's just, it's great. The art has been phenomenal, and it's just one of those things. It's, you know, I have this not a fight or argument or anything like that, but there's still, you know, having read comics in the 90s and sort of was a fan of the whole Bad Girl era and stuff like that, you know, being a defender of it or whatever. I don't know. I really don't know how to explain it. But I feel so many people look at books like Sheena, even Red Sonja, which I don't know why you would even feel Red Sonja's in there. But look at it sort of in that same vein in the 90s. And I have to argue with these people all the time. And just like, no, it's nothing like that. Now, the books in the 90s that were considered Bad Girl stuff was very... it was exploiting that whole, you know, it knew what it was doing. Sheena is not one of those books at all. It's straight up. It's a great story. It's great action. It's just overall well-rounded package that I think you should be checking out. And then we'll wrap up the books that came out on the 9th with Xena number 4 of 5, this mini series. I have not read this. I feel like there's like half of these books I've not read, which is really weird trying to do it down on my podcast. But no, I've not checked out Xena. Xena's not a character that I'm big on. I probably will wait until the 5th issue comes out and then go back and read it all and check it out. So again, tweet at me, send me, you know, a DM or whatever on Twitter. Let me know what you think of this series. So that'll do it for the books that came out on the 9th. Let's jump into the books that are coming out on May 16th. We've only got three. Well, we've got two actual comics, and then we have a trade paperback. So it's a very light week. So if you're looking to try out some Dynamite, this would be a very short week for you to try out some stuff. So the unfortunate part is they're all the two books are 5th of 6 issues. So you might want to go back and pick up some previous issues if you're not going to read them. But quickly, Battlestar Galactica versus the Battlestar Galactica number 5 of 6. This is the classic BSG crew versus the sci-fi series BSG crew. It is weird. It's one of those things where you're like, yeah, that would work. And then you kind of think about it a little more. You're like, well, how would that work? And then you look at it and you're like, oh, it's Peter David. Never mind. I'm good. Let's see where we go. And so it's been entertaining. It's been great. It's been a great Peter David book, which is really, really all that you can. So check that out if you haven't already. If you have, again, let me know. I'm going to keep saying this because I'm very curious. I want some interaction. I want people to tell me what they think about the books so I can talk about what your opinions are here on the podcast. So also we have James Bond, again, another James Bond book. This is The Body 5 of 6. This has been... I said it just a second ago about Kill Chain. It's just been great. I'm really excited that Dynamite has been doing these James Bond books and has really, the creative teams that they've had on each of the books just have so much, love for the character and respect for the property and are just really going all out. From the writing to the art, it's just the packaging, just everything. It's just been it's been so good. If you've not been checking out any of the James Bond stuff and you are a James Bond fan, shame on you. You should be checking this stuff out because it will definitely get you in between the movies and all the non that is the James Bond property. But the comics are great. I definitely can't recommend them. So, and then lastly, we have the trade paperback for Turok, the miniseries that came out, the whole... I forgot what they were actually calling it. I mean, it's the key characters. It's, you know, but this was part of the Sovereign's run of characters, sort of Dynamite's not retelling, because these are completely different characters. Concept-wise, they're very, very similar, but beyond sort of that concept, that core archetype, they're completely different. And it's been great. So Turok, I highly recommend checking that out. If you've not been checking out all this other Sovereign stuff, I definitely would recommend checking out. Definitely check out the Sovereign's miniseries. I'm sure you can still find the single issues and back issues and stuff like that. If not, check out the trade. There's a Magna series. There was this. There was a Solar series. Or did I say this? There was a Turok series. Just a lot of good stuff, a lot of backup stories and stuff like that. Just, it was just, I love what they were, what they've built. I would just love to see more. I'm a big fan of those key characters. You know, obviously got introduced to them. Me being, you know, when I was a big fan of Valiant, when that got started in the 90s, that's how I got introduced to these characters. And so I've sort of watched them as the property has gone from one publisher to the next publisher, you know, and how all that's worked out. I've just been enjoying checking them out. Dynamite's done a great job with them for as long as they've had the property. And I would love to see more of it. So Dynamite, hey, maybe. I'm sure there's an audience for it. And I'm looking forward to checking out somewhere down the road. So like I said, small week, two single issues, a trade paperback. Good stuff. Regardless of it being a small week or a big week, I think you're going to find something. Let's quickly look forward to the July 2018 solicitations. I won't go over everything that's in the list, but I definitely think if you haven't checked out previews already, you can go online to any comic book news site that has solicitations. You can go to Dynamite's website itself and check out all the books that are coming out. And some of the highlights I do want to point out, and I hope that you're as excited about it as I am. The first and foremost is Project Superpowers is returning. Stoked for that. A big fan of the original Project Superpowers that Dynamite did, spearheaded by Alex Ross. I'm just excited. Just very excited. So we'll have a Zero issue in July. I'm sorry, there's something about these books. These characters. I just really dug when they were originally out. So we get a Zero issue, like I was saying, here in July. 10 cents. Dynamite had been doing quarter books, Zero issues to get people in. Now they're doing a freaking 10 cent book. Okay. You know, because 25 cents was not cheap enough. I don't know. But it comes out, supposedly it's solicited for July 4th, so hopefully it'll actually hit it. It's supposed to include bonus material as well as 16 pages of original stories. So if you missed out on, you know, Project Superpowers, the original series that Dynamite did, they will also be releasing an omnibus. It is the first volume of this Project Superpowers omnibus. I can't imagine how many volumes I'll have of this, but it's $40. It's affordable. This is an advanced solicitation though. It's supposed to come out, it says, in August, so you'd only have to wait a month, but it'll hit there about the time the first issue comes out of the new series. But the book includes, it's almost 600 pages. It includes Project Superpowers Chapter 1, 0 through 7. It has the one half issue, that's never been collected before. Then you get chapter 2 of Project Superpowers, which has 0 through 12. And then you get like 50 pages of bonus material from Alex Ross. So really can't go wrong. Also, a new series, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, will be out. The first issue of that. It's a $4 book. Comes out on the 11th, or solicited for the 11th. And I'm really curious. I have a buddy of mine, Eric, who is a big Elvira fan, or he was at some time. I think he still is, pretty sure. It's not like we talk about Elvira every day. But either way, I'm probably going to purchase this and mail it to him just so he can have a copy of it. I'd be curious on what his thoughts about this are. We'll see. It's, you know, I'm always curious when solicitations come out to see what new properties that Dynamite has acquired and the books that they're going to be doing. I think the Betty Page stuff was really good. I really didn't know what to expect from it, and I really enjoyed that. So I have no doubts that I would enjoy this series. So we'll check it out when it comes out on the 11th. That's about it, really. It's a quick rundown of things that that came out, you know, this past week, what's coming up this coming week, and, you know, a little bit of what's coming out in July. So I hope all of you enjoyed this. Got at least some information of it that maybe you didn't have before. I would be very curious on your thoughts of what Dynamite's got going on, the books that are coming out, the books that have been coming out, questions and things like that you have. I don't know. Entertain me. We'll find out. You can email me at comicbookaddict@gmail.com. Again, you can find me on Twitter @ChrisParton. This has been a lot of fun for me. Hopefully it has been for you. Well, yes.